Jamal Khashoggi was slain in a vicious, violent murder.
It was planned for days, he said, including the use of a body double and giving consulate staff the day off. CIA Director Gina Haspel is in Turkey to review the case. The midterm elections 2 weeks from today. A lot of people will have already voted by then.
36 states let voters cast ballots early. Several opened voting centers last month, weeks before Election Day. 2 years ago, early voting trends suggested Democrats had the advantage in Florida, North Carolina, and Nevada. Hillary Clinton won, only Nevada.
Fox's Jared Halpern in Washington. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Gulf Coast Supply, now offering stamped metal roofing systems. Learn more at gulfcoastsupply.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. This nice weather pattern has at least a couple of days left before some changes later in the week. Today, a sun and cloud mix and very comfortable. High temperature in the lower 70s, just about perfect. Partly cloudy, not quite as cool tonight. Overnight low 53. Tomorrow, partly sunny. Should be a nice day. High in the low to mid 70s. Down to the mid 50s on Wednesday night and then on Thursday. Showers will be around from time to time with the high temperature up to about 64. Kind of a cool day. Friday is a very cool day with high around 60 and scattered showers leading to a cool weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery County District Attorney Daryl Bailey says there is a violent crime problem in Montgomery. This comes after a shooting at Eastdale Mall Friday evening that left a man with serious injuries. So far, no arrests have been made. Charges have been dropped against an Elmore County teen accused of killing his parents. Jesse Holton was arrested for the murder of his parents back in 2016. Elmore County District Attorney Randall Houston says that Holton pled guilty to another charge unrelated to the death of his parents. And the Alabama State University community gathered to remember a student who died last week. 18-year-old Kennedy Seegers was killed in a wreck in Georgia. Police say she was stopped at a red light when she was rear-ended by a drunk driver. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, radio advertising creates and keeps traffic coming into your business and keeps you top of mind. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Martha Ray's Florist has been helping the River Region celebrate special occasions for 67 years. They have arrangements and gift baskets for every occasion. Anniversaries, birthdays, congratulations, and condolences. Order from Martha Ray's. Plants, flowers, gift baskets, and more. Meet the new management and find out why Martha Ray's Florist has been Montgomery's local florist since 1951. Call them at 262-1991 or browse your many options online at MarthaRaysFlorist.com.
So, Bubba, this is the house we're going to hit tonight.
Ooh, it's super dark.
Yeah, it's perfect.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for burglars and vandals. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
Okay, Bubba, you run up to the back door.
Well, I'm not running in the dark. That's dangerous.
Bubba's right. The experts at Crosby Electric can install attractive outdoor lighting that makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Here, Bubba, use this flashlight.
Oh, thanks. Ooh, they got some expensive landscaping. They could really make this pop with some nice accent lighting.
Will you get moving?
Okay, okay.
Oh, no, they got motion sensor lights. Let's get out of here.
Ooh, is that an arborvitae? Wow.
Get in the car, Bubba.
All right.
Outdoor lighting from Crosby Electric. It just makes sense for a lot of reasons. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
I don't mean to be so uptight, but my heart's been hurt a couple times by a couple guys that didn't treat me right. I ain't gonna lie, ain't gonna lie.
Alexa, play Meant to Be.
Okay.
If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. If it's meant to be, it'll be.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Oh, 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 oh.
O'Reilly.
A dead battery can leave you stranded, so get yours tested for free during Superstart Battery Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Need a replacement? Purchase a Superstart Extreme or Superstart Platinum battery and get up to $25 in O'Reilly gift cards after a mail-in rebate. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
St. Clair's Hospital, but I say you were born up in the sky. You come floating down over New Orleans to the sweet green levee on the riverside. And your voice shined like your Sunday shoes. No, mama always said we had nothing to lose, so we danced on the street corner.
Guys, welcome back into News and Views. 8 minutes after 9 o'clock.
Same land through every shady southern town. Hand in hand, you're all around mine. Caroline, you do just
now. I know
fine.
You're Carolyn and not Caroline, but I don't know a song that says Carolyn, so I've played Caroline.
We were the gas house.
Because Caroline joins us. If you're afraid to call because you don't like the way I screen calls, I don't blame you. I don't like the way I screen calls either. But they don't pay me to screen calls. They pay me to talk on the raise your microphone. Away. So, they bump my pay to screen calls, I'll be much more polite. I'll be the most polite call screener in America. But if they don't, you're going to continue to get the jerk you normally get, except on Tuesdays and Fridays. Carolyn's here. The song confused me there. But she'll be here from 9 to noon screening your calls. So feel free to give a ring and we'll put you on the air. Our number, 272-9228, coincidentally, if you want to get in, 272-9228. Jack Campbell out one more day. I anticipate he'll be in tomorrow. If he's not in tomorrow, it may be Friday before he gets in. And then by then, I mean, who just comes in one day? So maybe next week. I don't know. We'll figure this out. But I, you know, the good news is if you like Baron, you're going to get a lot of them. The bad news is if you don't like Baron, you probably need to change the channel because there's going to be a lot of Baron today. And my favorite text message, or not my favorite text message, your favorite text message you guys like to send is, you should let Jack talk more. I agree. I'd love Jack to talk more. Jack just, he's a quiet type. He's the quiet type. He's a shy type. Here's where I want to open today, 10 minutes after 9 o'clock. Here's where I want to open. I guess this is a better outcome than it could have been. But when I saw this headline, my jaw dropped. My jaw dropped. I don't know what's going on up there in Elmore County. But murder charges dropped against eclectic teen is the way the headline reads. This was in the Wetumpka Herald yesterday. It says, murder charges against an eclectic teenager accused of killing his parents were dismissed on Monday morning, according to 19th Judicial Circuit District Attorney Randall Houston. And here's his quote. And I mean, look. Now let me just get through the story, then I'll give you my opinion. It says, as prosecutors, our job is to find the truth and do justice. When we can't find the truth, it is impossible to do justice. That was his quote. That's Randall Houston's quote. I like Randall Houston. I don't dislike Randall Houston. I wish Randall Houston was a little more active in some of the judicial corruption up there, but... Or prosecuting judicial corruption, but I'm not knocking Randall Houston in this story. I am going to knock whoever charges this young man. Because part of deciding to charge someone should be hoping you can make a case. I mean, if you're this kid, his name's Jesse Madison Holton. He's 19 years old. He was initially arrested and charged with murder, the murder of his father and mother, Jesse Michael Holton and April Owenby Holton, back in September 2016. So this is more than 2 years ago. Randall Houston said there were three theories about what actually happened, and the DA had probable cause to believe any of the three. Said, from the beginning, this case has been open to interpretation to what is actually the truth. Either Jesse killed his father and mother, or the father of Jesse killed his mother, then Jesse killed his father, or the father of Jesse killed Jesse's mother and then killed himself. So I guess the only theory that's been ruled out is the mother is the one who started it. She was the one who was killed, and then either the father killed himself or the son killed the father, or the son killed both of them. But Randall Houston said there's no proof beyond a reasonable doubt to support any of them. Well, did they not know that when they charged him? And I don't believe that there's probable cause to believe any of the three stories. I'm glad they're dismissing the charges if they don't know what happened. You don't want a young man who may not have killed his parents to spend the rest of his life in prison or to be sentenced to death if we don't even know he did it, if the charging agency doesn't even know he did it. But let me ask you a question. Let's say you're 19-year-old Jesse Madison Holton. You've just had charges dismissed against you for murdering your two parents. What do you do tomorrow? You wake up tomorrow morning, Thursday, October, what's today, the 23rd? You wake up tomorrow, Wednesday, October 24th, 2018. You've just had murder charges against you dismissed, against your parents. That you may have killed your parents. What do you do tomorrow? Go try to find a job in the age of Google. Go try to find a job if you're Jesse Madison Holton, 19 years old. Go try to get into college. Go try to find a date. I'm serious. Go try to find a date. You know that's the first thing people do when you start flirting with each other. They look you up on Google. Go try to find a date if you're young 19-year-old Jesse Madison Holton. Go try to find a date and a job. Because everyone is going to assume you got away with murder because of the way Google works. Because the news is reckless. And what happens is the news, Montgomery Advertiser, the AL.com, the news is reckless and they print this stuff as if you're guilty the moment you've been charged. I think everybody in this community thought this young man killed his two parents. Not because anyone was there. Not because anybody saw any facts. Not because anybody interviewed any witnesses. Not because anybody knew young Jesse Madison Holton, 17 at the time. But because he was charged with murder. And like most juries, when somebody's been charged with something and they're standing there in front of you, you assume they did it and you're basically waiting for them to prove they didn't. I mean, my gosh, would Sheriff Franklin and District Attorney Randall Houston have charged this poor young lad if there wasn't evidence? I mean, you can almost picture like blood dripping off of him and, you know, he got long fang teeth and, you know, crazy spooky eyes. The kid may be the most tragic story in Elmore County right now. He may be the victim who just lost both his parents. And now he's been charged with the murder of his parents after he tragically lost them. And good luck, young Jesse Madison Holton, finding a date or a job. So what would my advice be to young Jesse Madison Holton? I would probably change all three names. I might keep Jesse. But I would probably change Madison and Holton for sure. And I would move from the state of Alabama. And I would never, ever tell anyone I had any connection to the state of Alabama ever again. I would tell them I'm from Mississippi or Georgia. I would go over to Louisiana or Arkansas or Texas, Tennessee, South Carolina, North Carolina. I'd go somewhere else. And I would do my best to put this tragedy behind me and create a new life. And if he did it and got away with it, I would probably spend the rest of my life repenting. I mean, I don't know what else you could do. But there is a 0% chance this guy is going to live a normal life in Montgomery, Alabama, or in the River Region, or within the reach of the Wetumpka Herald or the AL.com or Montgomery Advertiser. There's a 0% chance. And if he didn't do it, shame on the law enforcement agencies up in Elmore County. If he did do it and they just couldn't prove it, that's tough. That's a tough situation to find yourself in, no matter which side you're on, law enforcement or prosecuting agency. But I don't know. I read this headline. I thought, this young man's life, if he didn't do it, and obviously there's doubt whether or not he did it, or they wouldn't have dismissed the case. There's obviously doubt whether or not he did it. I don't know the facts. I know nothing about it other than a couple of news articles I read at the time. But I remember reading those and thinking, that sounds like an odd story. Most children don't do that. Most children don't do that. I mean, obviously it's rare. It happens, but it's rare. So I don't know. Let's do this. We've got phone calls, and I want to dedicate the appropriate amount of time. If we take phone calls before we go to a break, now you guys, you're free to hang up. I mean, oh, that's what happens. But if you hang on, I will get to all these phone calls in the next break. That's my commitment to you. I will get to all these phone calls in the next break. Somebody already hung up. Bye, Cooper. William and Sid, I get to you. I promise. We'll be back.
Station on FM, live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It was time for a change. I wanted something durable for the outdoor patio. The wife prefers a modern look. Concrete by Design took our outdoor living area from ordinary to extraordinary with their unique, perfect pavers. I recommend Burt Loeb to anyone who wants to update their walkways, patios, or pool areas. They achieve the upscale look without breaking the bank. Visit ConcreteByDesign.org or Concrete by Design on Facebook to check out their work. And call Bert at 657-1483.
Local Mercedes-Benz dealer, they're celebrating their new showroom with a grand opening sales event. Meet their new team and take advantage of fantastic new car prices, like the popular Mercedes-Benz GLC SUV or E-Class sedan. You don't want to miss this opportunity. Their best prices of the season, happening now during their grand opening sales event. New showroom, new team, new offers at Jack Ingram Motors on the Eastern Boulevard. Mercedes-Benz, it's time to love what you drive.
I don't mean to be so uptight, but my heart's been hurt a couple times by a couple guys that didn't treat me right. I ain't gonna lie, I ain't gonna lie.
Alexa, play Meant to Be.
Okay.
If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. If it's meant to be, it'll be.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
A dead battery can leave you stranded, so get yours tested for free during Superstart Battery Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Need a replacement? Purchase a Superstart Extreme or Superstart Platinum battery and get up to $25 in O'Reilly gift cards after a mail-in rebate. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
welcome back in the News and Views. 22 minutes after 9 o'clock. If you shorted the Dow Jones Industrial Average using the triple short ETF SDOW yesterday, you're up about 6%. I know someone who might have done that. I'm just telling you, I don't think the central bank's going to let Donald Trump succeed. Going into this election and then the next 2 years, I think it could be rocky days ahead. I don't know. I mean, Trump could He's defeated everybody else. But I just had a little feeling yesterday that this was going to unwind. And I saw some of these global banks reporting just horrific earnings. And I thought, you know what? I'm putting a little short position for a couple of days, see what happens. Sometimes you hit a home run. Sometimes you lose your rear end doing that. But sometimes you hit a little home run. So doggone it, I'm feel good today. Our number, 272-9228, 272-9228. Do not ever listen to your humble host for financial advice. Call a professional. If I was good at it, I would be a professional. I'm going to get to these phone calls. I promised I would. But I do want to remind everybody, this hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. I ate there twice last week. I ate there at least once every week, sometimes two, three, four times a week. But the special last week was so good. I hope they put it on the main menu. I really do. I know that they ought to do stuff like that. The chicken piccata this week, it's not a pan-fried piccata like normal. It's sautéed, but it's in that caper wine sauce, and it's over linguine. This is a dynamite dish. That will be the special all week. You can pair that with a salad for $9 at lunch. Just $9. You can pair that with a salad for lunch. That's incredible. They got so much more going on over there. We'll tell you a little bit more about the menu as we get closer to the lunch hour. But Midtown Pizza Kitchen is a generous sponsor of hour number one. I want to wet your whistle. And as you eat, look, I worked in an office one time. I know how it is. About 9:30, they start sending the emails around. Who's in for lunch? Where are we headed? Go ahead and put in a request for Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Tell them about the special. Tell them about the menu. And head over that way with your office. They'll appreciate it. 24 minutes after 9 o'clock. Our number, 272-9228. William.
And you don't want to forget the cannoli.
No, don't forget the cannoli. Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
Well, I wanted to get back to the story out of Elmore County.
Yeah.
My question is the story I've heard before you started talking about it, was that he had pled guilty to other charges not related to the murder of his parents. So what trumps murder in this case? Like, what did he plead guilty to?
I didn't know he pleaded guilty to anything. Again, I've not followed it terribly closely. And there's no indication of that in the story that I'm reading right here from the Wetumpka Herald yesterday.
That's what Alabama News Network is running on their radio.
They're saying he pleaded guilty?
That he pled guilty to another charge not related to the murder of his parents.
Huh.
So my question is, I mean, what trumps murder? I mean, has he been trucking in cocaine from Colombia,
That a lesser charge is usually. I mean, usually they mean a lesser included charge. Let's see if I got on the Alabama News Network story here. I'm gonna pull it up and see if I can scan it real fast. The press release said the forensic report states this case was a homicide, and that position has been maintained. The anticipated testimony of the medical examiner would be that they could not classify this case as a homicide beyond a reasonable degree of medical certainty. He confirmed today murder charges against Jesse Madison Holton and McClectic have been dismissed. Holton has pled guilty to an underlying charge unrelated to the death of his parents, which is a Class B felony. It could be a firearms felony, maybe. I don't know. I don't know the drugs. I don't know the answer to that. I have a pet theory on this that I've run by two different people, and I don't know that I want to do it on air because I don't want to cause this young man, if he didn't kill his parents, any more grief. But I have a pet theory. I'm a talk show host. I'm not saying the guy did it. This is not going to be written up, and if you Google his name, you're not going to see it. Here's my pet theory. My guess is, and this is, I have nothing to base this on other than the fact that these charges are being dismissed. And I know Randall Houston, got a little streak of badass in him.
All right? Yeah.
If I had to guess what happened, not knowing anything, maybe let's just say this would make a good movie, right? This would make a good movie.
It would.
Kid walks in and father has just killed mom. Okay?
Yes.
Kid kills father in retribution. District attorney charges kid for the murder of both parents. Kid finally, at some point, either the forensics overwhelmingly indicates what happened or they come to some sort of a wink and nod agreement. And once the district attorney realizes what happens, he says, I'd have killed the SOB too. Knock yourself out. Get out of here.
Yeah. It's a John Grisham novel.
Yeah. If I had to guess, if I just was just taking a stab in the dark, because if I'm a district attorney and I got a kid up there for killing his parents and then I realize he didn't kill his parents, he just killed one because the one parent killed the other parent, I might let him go too.
Yeah.
I might let him go too. And I might take a quick plea just to so that you know they can't bring it back up down the road and I might say, you know, young man, if I was 19 years old and found myself in this position, I might change my name and move.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know that that's what happened. I know nothing about it. But if I'm writing a book or a movie, it seems like poetic justice at the end, I guess.
Well, in this country, you are innocent until proven guilty in the court of law.
That's unfortunately, that's becoming the reality. No, I'm sorry. The reality is becoming you're guilty.
Oh, yeah, we're getting further away from that.
Here's what I wish. I just wish, you know, in the old days, if you were charged for a crime and never convicted, nobody went back and looked at the archives of the Montgomery Advertiser or AL.com to try to figure out, oh, back in October of 2018, what was going on? Oh, looky there. Nobody did that. But once Google came along, you get what I call a Google resume. And your Google resume can haunt you for the rest of your life. I have a good friend who was accused of rape. He didn't do it. It was proven in court he didn't do it. Not that he was like, not guilty because they couldn't prove he did it. It was proven he didn't do it and that the girl completely made it up.
Yeah.
But as soon as
the accusation hit, the lynch mom wanted to hang him.
Oh, you should have seen the comments in the newspapers. And it was the student newspapers because it happened at a university. And it was everything. All that's still on Google. If you Google this man's name, first and last name, and he's now, what, I don't know, 40 years old? He's like, good luck getting a date. You know, everybody thinks you're a rapist. As soon as they Google your name, because the there's no news story saying, oops, we apologize, let's take all this off. I think these newspapers ought to take it upon themselves to remove that stuff from the internet. Leave it in your archives, obviously.
Yeah.
But get it off the internet. Get it off the internet. There's no reason that stuff should be on the internet. If you're not guilty, I would love to see somebody say, if you are not guilty in a court of law or you plead to some other offense, they got to take that stuff off the internet.
Exactly.
I mean, that's just. I feel bad for these people who are charged with something they didn't do, and then it ruins their life. Well, what about the guy who supposedly bombed the Olympic Park over in Atlanta? He didn't do that, but they ruined his life. What about the anthrax guy? They supposedly were anthraxing people after 9/11. He didn't do it. They proved they didn't do these things. They found other people who were doing them.
Yep.
And those guys' lives are still ruined. So, hey, good call. Thanks.
All right. Thanks,
William. Good call. That's it.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm okay. What's going on?
Okay, here's the deal. I worked with Michael Holton at the Montgomery Fire Department.
All right.
He was as fine a young man as you would ever want to be around.
Okay.
An exemplary employee, no disciplinary troubles. Here's the deal. This kid had a history of drug abuse and alcohol abuse. They had had numerous problems with the boy. Michael and his wife had been away on a weekend little getaway vacation. I don't know if it was Florida or where they'd been. But when they come home, this kid is at the house. He's done had a party. The house is trashed, I believe they said. They got into a big argument with the kid because he's on drugs. They called the law. Had the law come up there, they wanted the boy arrested and taken away. And for some reason, the law talked the mom and dad into not having the boy arrested. And I don't know if it was 30 minutes after they left, an hour or what, but the mother and father are dead. Michael Holton was a fine young man. He and his wife both were fine Christian people. And I can't believe the sheriff's department and the district attorney's office have dropped the ball on this.
Well, I will say this. I mean, obviously, you have one version. I have been given text messages from two different people who claim a completely different story. I don't know where the facts are. I'm not going to read what they said. I'm not going to, because the guy's dead. I'm not going to sit here and malign his character.
Yeah. It would be totally out of character if you'd have known this young man.
Yeah, but I've got one person who I don't know whether she knew him or not. I got another guy who claims he knew him and has a completely different version of who this guy was. All I'm saying is, and this is why you don't try things in the media, this is why you don't try things in newspapers and talk radio shows. I don't know what the facts are. And Sid, I'm sure you knew the guy, but you don't know what happened that day.
No, I wasn't there.
Yeah.
I wasn't there no more than anybody else, but I know the history of the boy.
Yeah, but you know, troubled boys on drugs don't necessarily kill their parents. And, you know, sometimes people aren't what they seem, and people seem like fine men and kill their wives. So, I mean, it's a weird world. You know, it's a weird world.
I would really like to hear from the sheriff's department on what was the determining factor on dropping this case.
I'm guessing you're not going to get more than the press release that we've already gotten.
Yeah.
That's my
guess.
Well,
it's just a shame.
Well, and it wouldn't be the sheriff's department anyway. It'd be the district attorney's office.
Right. But anyway, I just want to throw that out to you because, in my opinion, he was as fine and upstanding a young man as I've ever worked with.
Yeah.
And a lot of us in the fire department were taken aback, and we talked when this happened. And knowing the history of the drug abuse and alcohol abuse, We're just totally shocked. It's still a tragedy.
No matter who did it, it's a tragedy. There's no doubt about it. But, you know, if the young man didn't do it, everybody thinks he did.
Okay.
You know,
have a
thanks.
Great.
Appreciate it. And that's the unfortunate part. That's the unfortunate reality. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in. Hey, do we have time? Yeah, we'll take it. K-Rod.
Hey, part of that shock reporting where they're going to put it out before they find out all the facts. Had a guy I knew probably 13, 14 years ago. The very first story they led with that night was that he was a child molester. It was his own child or his stepchild. And that was the newspaper and everywhere else you looked. And then come to find out they were getting a divorce, so the wife wanted to smear him so that she could get everything she could from him. She turned around and says, no, none of this happened. And there was one little blurb in the newspaper retracting everything else. Nothing on the news, nothing anywhere else. And so, again, it's like you said, if you go and look this guy up, that's what you're going to see.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, man. Let me just say that there's no winner in this story. Obviously, there are two dead people. That there's no winner there. You got a young man who's now tagged with a Class B felony and has two dead parents. He's not a winner, whether he did it or not. If he did it, he's a loser because now he lives the rest of his life knowing he killed his parents. If he didn't do it, he lives the rest of his life with a Google resume that says he did, or that everybody's going to assume he did and got away with it. I feel terrible. I mean, there are some stories that when you read them, I almost threw this in the trash and didn't cover it. But I ended up leading with it. But I almost threw the story in the trash. I put it on the top of the pile before I walked in here today and said, I'm going to make a game time Peyton Manning. You know, Omaha, Omaha. You know, I'm at the line of scrimmage calling an audible. Didn't know where, even when I'm saying Omaha as the opening music's playing, I didn't know whether I was going to cover the story. Because there's no winner, man. It's just too tough. It's too tough. Hey, great call, K-Rod. 272-9228. If you want to get in, 272-9228. And that's my best Omaha character. And but there's people at home didn't get to see what I was doing my hands. Peyton Manning used to do this like Pac-Man thing with his hands when he said, Omaha! Omaha! And he'd do this Pac-Man thing. That's what I was doing. Watched a lot of Peyton Manning. Greatest of all time. We'll be back.
Never had a doubt.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hello, I'm Ben McNeil. You work hard for your money, so you want your money working hard for you. With the CitGo Rewards card, you get 12 cents off every gallon the first 3 months and 7 cents a gallon after that. There's no annual fee, no minimum purchase, and no limits to rewards earned. And for even more discounts, download the Club CitGo app. For more information, log on to UnitedFoodAndFuel.com.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Ox Foundation Solutions. For a free quote, call 205-918-7628 or go to oxfoundations.com. Ox Foundation Solutions, Alabama's best foundation and waterproof specialists.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. This nice weather pattern has at least a couple of days left before some changes later in the week. Today, a sun and cloud mix and very comfortable. High temperature in the lower 70s, just about perfect. Partly cloudy, not quite as cool tonight. Overnight low 53. Tomorrow, partly sunny. Should be a nice day. High in the low to mid 70s. Down to the mid 50s on Wednesday night and then on Thursday. Showers will be around from time to time with the high temperature up to about 64. Kind of a cool day. Friday is a very cool day with a high around 60 and scattered showers leading to a cool weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Hi, I'm attorney Sarge Grubbs, inviting you to attend the Successful Aging Boot Camp at the Archibald Senior Center on November 1st. If you're over age 55, this is a must-attend event. Call 649-4911 to register. Seats are limited. Call 649-4911 to register.
Guys, welcome back in. 39 minutes after 9 o'clock.
How can it be?
My friends over at the Goodson Group. Hey, I talked to Bo Goodson, and he said they had an absolute jam-packed real estate class. The economy's doing well. Everything's booming. Everyone's making money. Sales are going high. People want to get in on that. He said it was jam-packed. Every single seat has been reserved for this session. If you want to get in on the next one, get in touch with the Goodson Group. You can go to thegoodsongroup.com, thegoodsongroup.com, and you can get that squared away. He is an absolute pro. Bo Goodson has been in real estate in this area for a long time. Long time. Bo Goodson has been in real estate, I think he said 40, 41 years, something like that. Doesn't look like it, though. Look like he's only been in like 10, 15 years. He's a young-looking guy. Here's the number. If you want to get in touch with the Goodson Group, 551-0225. Now, here's what they can do. One thing is, I just mentioned it. You can do the real estate school, get a real estate license. He can get you all trained up. He's one of the best around. TheGoodsonGroup.com, 551-0225. You can get in the real estate class. You can start your new career today. The second thing you can do is you can use the Goodson Group to list your property, sell your property. You guys hear about Eddie Bader. Eddie Bader's over at the Goodson Group. They got a whole fleet of good people over there. So you can use the Goodson Group to sell your property. You can also use the Goodson Group as a buyer's agent, someone in the ring fighting for you day in and day out to find the right house, get the right deal, get the lowest closing cost possible. You don't want to go into that monster alone. You don't know. You think you know about houses. You don't know about houses. I'm telling you. You don't know squat when it comes to buying houses. These guys are pros. They know. They've been to school for it. They've been doing it for years. TheGoodsonGroup.com. 510-225. They know what to look for, all the little tricks. They know when someone's holding out. They know when there's more money to be saved. And the last thing you can do is, if you have investment property, investment rental property, why would you fool around with that every day when you can just walk to the mailbox once a month and pick up your check from the Goodson Group? They will take care of everything, screening clients, screening potential tenants, everything from soup to nuts. They'll take care of everything. TheGoodsonGroup.com, 551-0225. Let them handle all your real estate needs, whether you want to become a real estate professional, an investment real estate investor, or buying or selling property. TheGoodsonGroup.com. It's a one-stop shop. 551-0225. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in. 272-9228. I'm going to move on from this young man. I don't know what happened. Neither do you. Whether you know the family or not, nobody knows what happened. It's a tragedy. There is no winner in that story. Absolutely no winner. Everyone's life in that story is destroyed. And, you know, I just hate it. I really, really, really hate it. But there's other stuff going on right now. President Trump last night gave a rousing speech. And Obama tried to do kind of a contra speech. Now, President Trump spoke to an entirely packed arena. I mean, this arena was so packed. I mean, absolutely so packed. And then you clicked over and you looked at the Obama speech, and it didn't look terrible on TV. You know, there were a lot of people sitting behind him. There were some people in the first few rows in front of him, because that's about all you can see on the frame of the television. You can see maybe 100 people on the screen at any given time. But they do that with Trump, even though there are 20,000 people in the arena and 50,000 people outside. That's what happened in Texas yesterday. There were just people all over the place. Well, I happened to see today a picture of what the Obama rally looked like inside. Guys, there weren't 300 people there. There weren't 300 people there. There were about 100 or 200 behind them and maybe 100 in front of them. And you ask yourself, self, is this going to have implications for the election coming up? I think so. For example, if you look at some of these key early states, you know, early voting is happening in some of these states. Early voting is happening in some of these states. If you look at what's going on in these states, you will find that Republicans are outperforming Democrats in almost every key critical state on early voting. I will give you examples of some of these states. In Florida, 6% more early voters are registered Republicans than Democrats. That's a 6% edge for Republicans. In Indiana, now a lot of good things come from Indiana. Pork tenderloin sandwiches, a whole lot of corn, soybeans. I mean, there's a lot of good stuff that comes from Indiana. There's some lousy stuff that comes from Indiana. Senator Donnelly. That's about it, really. Purdue University. Indiana has 51% of their early voters are registered Republican, only 39% Democrats. That's a 12 percentage point boost for the Republicans on early voting. Montana. Now, Montana is one where, in Indiana, too, Indiana shows, the polls show that somebody has like a, 2-3 point lead. Donnelly, about a 2 or 3 point lead. But if you look at the early voting reports, 51%, 39%. 51%, 39%. Montana, same thing. 2 or 3 point lead. But Montana has a 17 point edge for the Republican in early voting. Tennessee, a 33 point edge for the Republican in early voting. 63-30, registered Republican over registered Democrat. Georgia, 52-43 to the Republican. Only in Nevada does the Democrat hold an edge on early voting, 45-38. So will it have implications? I don't know. Probably. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. When we get back, special guest. Am I the only one in this? I feel like there's a lot of breakfasting happening around me. I feel like I'm getting robbed on this. We'll be back. So would I. Might have to move heaven and earth to prove it to you, baby. So we're making love.
You get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
Let's talk about personal loans for a second. At Guardian Credit Union, we want to help you get the money you need when you need it. We offer many loan options designed to help you qualify. With affordable monthly payments and flexible terms, Guardian has a loan just for you. Think real personal service. Think Guardian.
MyGuardianCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Back.
Can't be
10 minutes till the top of the hour. My friends Teresa and Amber over at Four Healthy Pets. Goodness gracious, this has changed my little dog's life so much. You know, everybody loves their pets. Some people love them more than others. Some people just, you know, let their pets sort of fend for themselves, and you know, if they can find a few grubs in the garden, then they'll be eat that day, and if not, whatever. Not me. I love my little pupper, and I make sure that little girl has everything she needs in life. And one of the things she needs is a good, balanced, nutritious diet. And I am going to stop by pretty soon, actually, pretty soon over at Four Healthy Pets, because those guys, goodness gracious, they do such a good job. Every single thing in that place is picked by Teresa. They don't have anybody just dumping stuff off on them. They don't have vendors just, you know, hey, I can't unload this anywhere else, so I'm going to put it on your shelves. No. Everything is hand-selected by Teresa. She wants everything in that store to be in there. She gives priority to American-sourced proteins. No floor sweepings from China. None of that recalled food. If there's something on the bag, that's what's in the bag. You know, that's not the case with a lot of the big-name brands. They'll change out proteins, they'll change out grains, they'll change out vegetables and not tell you. And then your dog will all of a sudden start having a reaction to the food. Oh, I fed my little dog this 50-pound bag of garbage from China my whole life. I don't know why she's all of a sudden feeling bad. That's because it's garbage from China, and you don't really know what's in there bag to bag. She can allergy test your pups and so much more. So get by there. Four Healthy Pets on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University. Just up the hill from Faulkner University, Four Healthy Pets online, fourhealthypetsonline.com. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in. 272-9228. I have in the studio one Joseph L. Clark.
L.
What's the, I don't know your middle name.
R.
What's it stand for?
Ray.
You're Joey Ray?
Joseph Ray Clark.
R-A-Y?
Yeah.
Not like Raymond?
No.
I call my daughter Ray, but she's Reagan.
She I goes think by the Ray comes from, like, I saw him yesterday morning when I was eating breakfast, my grandfather Ray Clark. But his real first name is not Ray. It starts with an L. He hates it. So he started calling himself and having his friends call him Ray. That's where my middle name came from.
I did not know that.
Then Joseph comes from, you know, great-grandfather, Joseph Scanecki, but really all the way back to that great carpenter, the stepfather of Jesus.
Well, and he has a Joseph that precedes him, the dreamer.
Right.
Yeah.
Is that the guy with the coat?
Yeah, coat of many colors.
Yeah.
Or the Technicolor Dreamcoat, however you want to...
I like the many colors. Technicolor Dreamcoat sounds too 70s. Like the hippies took over the Bible.
That's basically what happened. Have you seen the play? Look, I did not know your middle name. Sue me. You know, I'll get over it.
So as I was writing in this, I know it was the case that you didn't really want to... You almost threw it out. It was on the top.
Yeah, this...
Any murder case like that, especially in the family, is intriguing.
It's scandalous, I mean, for that exact reason.
Right.
Because it's in the family. I mean, you expect drug dealers to shoot each other at some point.
Right,
you expect,
right.
You know, jealous lovers to shoot each other at some point. You expect, I don't know, but you just don't expect a son to shoot his parents or parents to shoot each other or
right.
Whatever happened. We don't know what happened. I mean, truthfully, I don't think anyone on earth outside of this young man knows what happened. And
I like the point you made, though. It reminded me of Crime and Punishment, that if he killed his parents, he's going to live with that for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
He'll probably go insane if he actually did it.
Depends on how big of a psychopath he is.
Yeah, maybe he has no conscience.
Yeah.
There are people out there like that.
What was the Poe story where the guy had the crime and heard the beating under the wood?
Oh, Telltale Heart.
Yeah, that's it. I couldn't think of the name of it. Yeah,
I can't do a heartbeat.
So I can't either.
I'm not very good at it.
I don't know that I want to. What do you? I got a question.
Okay.
I've done polling for a long time, and I've looked at this. When I look at the number of early voters coming out that are Republican, okay?
Yeah.
That says something to me. That says something to me. Democrat early polling numbers. I'll just grab these states again and go through them. Democrat early polling numbers. 38% in Florida, 39% Indiana, 29% Montana, 30% Tennessee, 43% Georgia. The only state where they outpace Republicans is Nevada, and they only outpace them by 7%. Republicans outpacing Democrats 6%, 12%, 17%, 33%, 9% in the other states. These are the kind of the border states that'll decide who controls the Senate. I know early voting was originally designed to aid Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they started early voting, is to give Democrats an advantage, a built-in advantage. These Democrat states started it, and they said, okay, we're blue states, we're Democrat states, we want to favor our Democrat people, what can we do? All right, we're going to open voting for a month, not just have one day, we're going to have 1 month, so that way people who otherwise aren't inclined to vote, we can go and make sure they vote, we can arrange payments
sure.
and buses and all kinds of other stuff. I guess, Michael, is it backfiring on Democrats? Are Republicans using the Kavanaugh momentum, the Trump momentum, the economy momentum to outmaneuver the Democrats on early voting? Have they mastered the art of early voting? Because it sure looks like it to me.
I think so in those states that matter for the Senate. Now, I'm interested in how it will affect the House and if that so-called prophesized blue wave will meet a red wall.
It's a blue puddle.
Yeah.
It's a blue puddle. It's not a blue wave. It's not coming.
It's always seemed like they were trying to make it a self-fulfilling thing. Like, say blue wave enough and it'll happen.
Yeah, people go, oh, Democrats are going to win. I need to get on that board.
Right. And I don't... I think my gut tells me the Democrats will take the House. Barely. And the Republicans will pick up seats in the Senate.
I think you're wrong.
Well, I hope I'm wrong.
I think you're wrong. I think...
Because, you know, I've had a coming-to-Jesus moment when it comes to politics, Barron. As much as I am an independent, malcontented libertarian,
yeah.
I can't stand the left. Like, I can't stand the left more than I can't stand the right.
That's not hard. I mean, that's...
I know. So
good old-fashioned, normal common sense. The left is what's causing a caravan of 10,000 people to try to run into the United States.
That is crazy.
Hey, listen. If you are marching towards the United States carrying a flag other than the American flag, that is an invasion. If you're carrying a Honduran flag or a Guatemalan flag or a Mexican flag, and you're coming to the United States, that's what armies look like. They carry flags into battle, flags of their native land. You don't carry a flag of a native of a foreign country into the United States if you're not trying to do harm. Period. Period. Hmm. I mean, have we learned nothing from history? When you see a column of healthy young men walking towards you carrying a foreign flag, don't let them in.
I mean, by and large, you don't let them in?
Unless you're Poland.
Well, it wasn't really their fault.
Yeah, I know.
You're talking about,
they had
September 1st of 39?
Yeah, they had the whole British guarantee, but the Brits, you know, Germany kind of called their
bluff. But you know what happened that first day? Like, September 1st, 1939 is one of the most interesting days in history.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was a ruse. The whole thing was set up as a ruse. If you go back and look at it, Hitler wanted to have a reason to invade Poland because he didn't want to upset the French and the Brits. And he wanted to have a reason, so he took Germans and dressed them up in Polish uniforms and then went and killed Germans. And then, because he couldn't count on the Germans to keep their mouths shut, he had them killed too. But it looked like, from all outside observers, and this was at a radio station,
it's
believe
like
it or not.
Monty Python sketch. We sacked the guys who were sacked.
Yes, exactly. We sacked the sackers.
Then we hired a llama.
but that's what happened. September 1st, 1939, one of the most interesting days in history. And it worked. It worked because it gave him a reason. So he had all his military right on the Polish border. He has the radio station coup. He goes in there with Polish uniforms, kills Germans.
What, it's the Latin for casus belli or something?
Yeah. Yeah. And then he's like, all right, you got Polish people killing Germans at a radio station. We're going in. And, I mean, he just unloaded on them at, like, 4 in the morning. And you know, he was 20 miles into Poland before they realized what happened.
But this caravan, obviously, isn't the Nazi army. But you don't know that? If I look at it, it's like, what's with all the brand new, like, backpacks? Why are there cameras been on this caravan since, like, they started?
Let me ask you a question I asked yesterday.
Yeah.
Where do 10,000 people poop? A legitimate question. Where do they go? Where do 10,000 people go to the bathroom?
Wherever nature calls, I suppose.
Where do you get 10,000 people need how much water to walk 30 miles a day?
That's a lot of water.
Where's the water coming from?
Right.
Where's the food coming from? You know how many calories you need to travel 25 or 30 miles a day by foot?
Just by walking, yeah. You need a lot.
And the leaders have high visibility vests and flip-flops. That's not exactly the wear you want when you're traversing the desert and the jungle. So this is not what it appears. And there's another one right behind it. This is an invasion. And I,